Glorify yourself, Lord. Glorify yourself, Lord. In my life, Jesus, glorify yourself, Lord. Glorify yourself, Lord. Glorify yourself, Lord. In my life, brethren, that is why you are come. Jehovah, just worship the Lord tonight. Hallelujah, that is why you are called Jehovah. Jehovah, this is what you say you will do. That is what you are called. That is why you are called Jehovah. That is why you are, that is why you are called Jehovah. Jehovah, the Savior, that is why you are called Jehovah. What you say you will do, what you say you will do, that is what you have done. Bless the name of the Lord. We need to appreciate Him because He's a God that cannot change. Father, we thank You for helping us this far. Let's appreciate the Almighty God for what we are going through. Let's thank You for how You have been there for us day and night. Lift up your voice and begin to bless the name of the Lord. A closed mouth is a closed destiny. If you say God has not done it, I can confirm to you God has done great things. Just worship Him, just bless His name. He's worthy of our praise. That is why we are calling Jehovah. Father, we thank You, we bless Your holy name. Don't worry about what you are passing through. Just lift up your voice and let your blessing. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be adored. There is no life unto Him. He's the ancient of days, the bright and morning star. Say something good about your God. Your Vanguardibara, the one that was, that is to come. And then there are again, or Kikimona begin to worship Him. He is an only God, the one that cannot change. Unchangeable changer. Masuntele brosoto makataya mama. Zitoni prasota lika mama. Begin to worship Him tonight. Just bless Him, bless Him, bless Him. Thank you for how far He has helped you this far. In the name of Jesus. Thank you because you are not in mental home. Thank you because you are not sick. Thank you because you are okay. Thank you because of the level you are in your life now. Lift up your voice and begin to bless the name of the Lord. Open your heart and begin to thank Him. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Don't limit your thanksgiving today. Just worship the King of Kings, worship the Lord of Lords, the Ancient of Days. That's the blessing, blessing. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Open your heart, open your heart, open your mind. Thank you, Jesus. We have exalted. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Say, oh Lord, my Father, any sin in my life that might want to stand against my prayer, have mercy upon me tonight in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Any sin in my life that want to stand against my prayer, in the name of Jesus, the accuser of brethren, they go for your weaknesses and they use your sin to stand against your prayer. Open your mouth and pray. Father, please be merciful. Oluwa shalom for me, sir. Any sin of my youth, open your mouth and pray. Tell God to forgive you in the name of Jesus. Tell God to forgive you in the name of Jesus. Open, aha, pray. Tell God to forgive you. Tell God to forgive you in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Father, forgive me tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, forgive me. Forgive me tonight in the name of Jesus. Forgive me tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes. Forgive me tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh, forgive me, Lord. Oh, forgive me, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Forgive me. Have mercy upon me. Have mercy upon me. In the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon me. In the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon me. Open your mouth and pray. Aha! Tell God to be merciful. In Jesus' name, we receive mercy. Say, oh, Lord, my Father. And let the heaven over my prayer tonight open my fire. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Heaven over my prayer. I declare you today, open tonight my fire. In the name of Jesus, I declare you. Aha, pray. Let the heaven over your prayer. Tonight is a serious prayer. I want you to take it seriously. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Oh, yes. Heaven over my prayer. Open tonight my fire. In the name of Jesus. Heaven over my prayer. Open tonight. Aha, that is it. Tell your heaven to open. In the name of Jesus. Heaven to open tonight. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Beloved, we don't have much time to waste at all. We want to go straight to the word and pray some prayers tonight. And I believe God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Martin of Family Community Worldwide, that same God is about to answer our prayer tonight. In the name of Jesus. The first prayer point, you are going to pray this one loud and clear. Many of us need help concerning our marriage. But until you cry to God for help, why are wrong people coming your way? That means you need your help. Why are people that are deceitful coming your way? You need God's help. Why are people that want to ruin your life from fracas to fire? Why are they locating you? You need the help of God. You are going to pray before prayer point like there. The Bible says, I will lift up my eyes unto the hill, for where cometh my help? My help comes from the Lord, who made the heaven and earth. So we want to go to God first, right? Because without him, he cannot, nothing really can help us. You are going to lift up your voice and shout this on loud and clear. Say, oh God, arise! In tonight's prayer, help me from concerning my marital settlement in the name of Jesus. Tell God to help you, O Lord. Father, help me concerning my marital settlement. Oh, do I help you, O Lord? I need your help. Oh, put your mouth and pray. Don't joke with this prayer. Don't say you prayed it before. Lift up your voice tonight. Everyone need to hear your voice. Manda baba risekebo masonte lipra sota yeka baba. For your marital settlement, you need the help of God. Lift up your voice tonight, my sister. Help yourself in prayer. Father, tonight in the night, I need your help. Oh, do I need your help? Something must happen in my life. People have been waiting for me. Father, I need your help. They are asking me questions. I need your help. Father, tonight, oh Lord, I need your help. In the name of Jesus, concerning my marital settlement, I need your help. Open your mouth and pray. Concerning your marital settlement, I need your help. Open your heart. That's it. In Jesus' name, we shall receive help. Ha. Now go to worship prayer. Say for hours. Delaying the manifestation of my marriage. You are a liar. Open your mouth and pray. Every power that is delaying the manifestation of my marriage, open your mouth and pray. Oh yeah, you need to pray that prayer. Help yourself to them. Help your children in prayer. Open your mouth and pray. Aha! Something must happen tonight. In the name of Jesus. Help yourself, yourself. Aha, yes, 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 hey, Father, Lord, any power delay the manifestation of me meeting the person that will make my life better. I command the power to be arrested. Oh, you'll be arrested. Oh, you'll be arrested. Oh, you'll be arrested. Every power delaying the manifestation of your marriage, they shall be arrested tonight. They shall be arrested tonight. They shall be arrested tonight. In Jesus' name, we pray. There is somebody here tonight, you are not taking tonight's prayer seriously. The only step you need is a little push. And once you start aggressively praying this prayer, I can guarantee you, God is about to turn your story around. It will be like a dream. That God, can it be me? How can this so soon? Where has this man been for years? All what you need to do to take this prayer point seriously. Don't say, I've had this before. I'm joining reluctantly. You need to pray that prayer. Shout this one loud and clear. Say, witchcraft manipulation over my marital settlement. Scatter! Every witch and manipulation going on over your marital settlement. Oh, you are scattered tonight in the name of Jesus. Open your the power that wants to manipulate your marriage. Say you will not settle down. Be wasted. My sister, you need to pray that for yourself. Every witch and manipulation over your marriage. Oh, you are scattered. Oh, you are scattered. Oh, you are scattered. Aha, that is your Lord. That's it. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray that prayer. In the name of Jesus, aha, la suta la ba 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 ba, resekete, masunta lebro soto mataya ba ba. That sister need to pray that prayer. Every manipulation in the witchcraft covenant against this settlement, oh, you have been scattered. Oh, you have been scattered. Oh, you have been scattered. I cancel them by fire. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. In Jesus. Mighty name will pray. The Bible says, while men slept, the enemy came and sowed tears among their wheat and went their way. Ah, and Jesus, they asked, he said, Jesus, did we not plant good seed here? He said, oh, Tony, oh, truly you planted good seed. But what you can see, the enemy has done this. Ah, I decree to somebody's life here, every works of darkness over your life, every works of darkness over your marriage, every works of darkness over your life that the enemy has done, today I undo them. In the name of Jesus, I undo them. I undo them. I undo them. I undo them. In the name of Jesus. Aha. Pray this prayer point loud and clear. Say, every negative arrow fired into my life to delay my marriage. Ah, go back to send that in the name of Jesus. Every wicked arrow fired to your life to delay the manifestation of your marriage. Oh, yeah, go back, go back, go back, go back, go back, go back. Aha! Pray. You need to address it once and for all. The arrow must go back to sender. Enough of delay your marriage. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. My sister, my brother, today's your day. Help yourself, yourself. I cannot help you more than this. Help yourself tonight. In the name of Jesus, and the arrow fired into the manifestation of your marriage. Oh, yeah, go back to sender. 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 In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Look at what is happening already. Something is happening. Something is going out of somebody here. The arrow must go back. I command the arrow to get out of your body now. In the name of Jesus, the arrow of delay. Oh, yeah, go back. 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 Aha. That's it. In Jesus. Mighty devil, pray. You are going to pray. See, any satanic organization assigned to against my marriage. You want to pray like this? Any satanic organization sponsoring failure in my relationships. You are a liar. Scatter by fire. Every satanic organization sponsoring failure in my relationship, into marriage. You are a liar. Oh, yes, scatter. 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 Aha! Now you know what we need to pray. I love the way that sister prayed that prayer. This satanic organization, the Bible says, surely they shall gather but not by me. Anybody, man or woman, in your father's house, in your mother's house, in your village, that gather together against your life, they shall be wasted. They shall scatter. In the name of Jesus, satanic organization, sponsoring failure, in the manifestation of your marriage, oh, you scatter beyond repair. Oh, you scatter beyond repair. Oh, you scatter beyond repair. In the name of Jesus, scatter beyond repair. In Jesus' name, they scatter. The Bible says, then, therefore, shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they two shall become one flesh. Genesis chapter 2, verse 14. I repeat. He said, therefore, shall a man leave his father, shall a man leave his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they two shall become one flesh. Many of you today, beloveds, you have left your father's house, you have left your mother's house, yet you are still here to cleave to your wife. This scripture is not complete in your life. It's as a result of your foundation. Your foundation could leave you physically, but spiritually you are still tied down to your foundation. You are going to gather yourself and pray this prayer for loud and clear. I beg you in the name of Jesus, look at what I said. In Genesis 2:14, I repeat. He said, therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and cleave to his wife. If you are a sister here, a man should have left the father's house and come and cleave to you. If you are a brother, you should have left your father's house to go and cleave to your wife. But yet, you are still remaining in the same house. You are going to pray. Gather yourself and pray this next prayer point. Say, foundational power. That I vow that I will never settle down maritally. You are a liar. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Every foundational power that say you will not set to the marriage, you are a liar. Da, 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 aha. My sister, I don't know your prayer, prayer. Foundational power say you will not enjoy your marriage. Foundational power say you will not settle down. Foundational power say you will not move forward. Foundational power, aha. That is it. That is it. That is it. That is it. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus. Aha. Pray. Masuta la ba. Resorte le bosoto makaya baba. Pray. Ah, pray. The foundational power. Say you will not set you down mentally. You are a liar. Da. Foundational power. Troubling your settlement in marriage. You are a liar. Scatter by fire. In the name of Jesus. And let your name be glorified in Jesus. Mighty name we pray. Many of us, we have experienced 1, 2, 3 relationships. You put it all your best in the relationship, yet it failed. Why? There's an arrow that will fire to your life. It's called the arrow of wrong marriage. Arrow of wrong marriage. You need to pick that arrow out. You put in your best. You are so nice. You are so good. You spent your money. You spent your time. Dedicate everything you have. But yet, the man still pack his load and disappear. Why? Because there's an arrow that needs to be shaken out of your life. You need to shake your body as you pray this prayer point loud and clear. Don't care about who is looking at you or wherever you are. Just shake that arrow. Shout this one loud and clear. Say, arrow of wrong marriage. I did in my life, as I shake my body, go back to sender. Check it out. Aha! That is the arrow going out. My sister, pray that prayer. The arrow must go out tonight. Enough of delay. The arrow must go out. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. The arrow must go out. Aha! Pray. Don't look at anybody around you. Shake that arrow out of your head. Shake it out of your body. In the name of Jesus. Arrow of wrong marriage. I did in your life. I shake you out. Oh, yeah, shake it out. In the name of Jesus. Look at what's going on. Pray. Shake that arrow now. In the name of Jesus. Shake it out. My sister, enough is enough. Send that arrow out tonight. In the name of Jesus. Send the arrow. In Jesus' name, the arrow will be shaken out. I thank God for the deliverance that just took place in our sister's life. In the name that is above every other name, the arrow hiding in your life, the serpent of your father's house, hiding in your destiny, in order to make you meet wrong people in life, that arrow has already gone back to sender. In the name of Jesus, it's gone back to sender. In Jesus, mighty name we pray. You are going to pray this next one. This one is a prayer against wrong suitors. They just walk into your life. Wrong suitors. They will pretend to be a lamb, but yeah, my brother, my sister, they are wolf. Wolf. They are dangerous than the devil. They are dangerous than demon. It's an arrow. You want to pray like this. Say satanic manipulated suitors in my life walk out by fire. Satanic manipulated suitors in my life. Oh yeah, walk out of my life. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Satanic manipulated suitors in my life around my workplace. Oh yeah, walk out. Out. Walk out of my life by fire. By fire, by force. I don't want you anymore. Get out of my life. In Jesus. Mighty name we pray. Thank God for that. You have sent the satanic manipulated suitors out. But you can't remain single. Somebody must walk into your life. You are going to pray. Say godly ordained suitor. As that is meant to make my life better. Walk into my life by fire. Pray. Godly ordained suitors that need to make my life better. Oh yeah, walk into my life. I am available. Open your mouth and pray. Walk into my life in the name of Jesus. Pray. Help yourself tonight in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. My divine partner, walk into my life. Anyhow, oh Lord, Father, ordain their step to walk into my life in the name of Jesus. You that my suitor, that will make my life better, that will make me rest throughout my life. Open your mouth and pray. Walk into my life. Open your mouth. Walk into my life. Oh, aha. In Jesus' name, we are praying. One thing I can confirm to the glory of God and to the shame of the devil is that after I received the vision of this prayer line for the singles, diverse testimonies have been coming through. I can confirm that. Those who has never been asked for anything, men have been talking to them. They have been asking them under the marriage. Men have been so bold enough to say yes. Just say the Lord. Let us go on with our life. These are the things prayer can do. And not only me, not just you, but God is the one that can do it. If you don't pray this kind of prayer like this, people can be supposed to be in this body at 25. And at 40, you are still struggling. Why? Because of the kind of prayer you are praying. How do I want to marry? My wedding day will be this. You are wasting your time. Until you deal with the power that is manipulating satanic suitors to your life, until you want them out of your life, the real person will not walk in. Now, my next prayer point. Shout this one loud and clear. This one is serious. Beloved, there are some men that are just looking at you. I wish I just made this sister my wife. They are just looking at you. But there is something inside of them that is carrying them away. Don't let me talk to that sister. She might slap me. Slap me again. Don't let me talk to that sister. She might embarrass me in the street. Beloved, until you pray this next prayer, suitors might be around your flatmate and they might not talk to you. One of my wife's friend, the husband that they are married with three wonderful boys today, they are married, they are flatmates next door to each other in this London here, next door to each other. And they don't know. But what we know is sort of maybe on the lift, they met themselves. Hi, my name is Sue. How are you? No problem. Okay, before you know it like this, are you married? Are you sure? So can we, before you know that, they have three wonderful kids now, three of them. Why? Because the thing that is carrying the men away, you are going to shout this one loud and clear. Say, anything in my life, scaring away my divine suitor, get out by fire. They are scared to talk to you. Open your mouth and bear anything in my life that is carrying your two thoughts away. Oh, yeah, out. Aha! The thing in your life that is carrying your suitors away, oh yeah, be flushed out of your system by the power in the name of Jesus. Be flushed out of your system by the power in the name of Jesus. Be flushed out of your system by the power in the name of Jesus. Be flushed out of your system by the power in the name of Jesus. Be flushed out of your system by the power in the blood of Jesus. Anything in your life that is carrying the person that I make your life through, open your mouth. That thing should get out. Open your mouth and pray. That thing should get out. Open your mouth and pray. That thing should get out. In the name of Jesus. Help yourself tonight. Help yourself tonight. Somebody needs to talk to you, but they are scared to open their mouth. There is something pursuing them. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus. Help yourself tonight. In Jesus' name, we are praying. I pray for somebody here. By the power in the name of Jesus, the thing inside of your life, Masteto Lebos, that is pushing your suitors away. If your amen is loud, that thing shall disappear by fire. It shall disappear. 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 In Jesus' name, we are praying. This one is serious. You are going to shout this all out of there. Say, every powers of my father's house, in agreement to frustrate my marital settlements. You know, this one is serious. Powers of a father said that is in agreement. They just agree with you. Even when you are 4 years old, they agree. Ah, this girl looks so beautiful. You know what? Don't let her marry. Let's agree together. They now join hands together. But the Bible said the wicked will never go for the unpunished. We are going to pray. Shout this one out of there. Say, evil powers of my father's house. Evil powers of my mother's house. In agreement to frustrate my marital settlement. You are a liar. My sister, pray. Help yourself tonight in the name of Jesus. Evil powers of your father's house in agreement to forsake your marriage. You are a liar. Die by fire. Die by fire. Die by fire. Die by fire. In the name of Jesus, evil powers of my father's house, in agreement to frustrate your marriage, you are a liar. Be frustrated. In the mighty name of Jesus, be frustrated. Open your other prayer. Be frustrated. Open your other prayer. In Jesus' name, we are praying. You are going to pray like this for yourself. You know what I told you? We are not here to waste time tonight. It's to address some issues going on in everybody's life. You shout this one loud and clear. Whether it concerns you or not, just pray this prayer. Say, arrows of late marriage, fire into my life. Go back to sender in the name of Jesus. Arrow of late marriage. Oh yeah, go back. Go back to sender in the name of Jesus. Go back to sender in the aha. That is it. My brother, I love you. Prayer. The arrow must go back. That person that will make you joyful is round the corner. The arrow must go back. In the name of Jesus. The arrow must go back tonight. In the name of Jesus. Aha. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we pray. We are going to pray the next one like this. Say this one for yourself like that. I don't know if anyone that believes in miracle here, but I believe that if you are connected to Jesus, then you should believe in signs and wonders. The Bible says, these signs and wonders shall follow them that believe that in my name they will cast out demons. So, They will speak in new tongues. They will eat any poison, but it will not affect them. So if you believe in them, signs and wonders is the only thing that is permitted to follow you. So you are going to pray like this. You are going to lift up your two hands as you pray the prayer. Save my miracle marriage. I see somebody signing a register. I see you signing it already, smiling with joy all over you. I don't know who the person, but before the end of this year, that will come to pass. In the name of Jesus. Say, my miracle marriage. My life is available. Manifest by fire. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. My miracle marriage. My life is available. It doesn't matter whether you don't meet anybody. Your miracle marriage, it must manifest. My sister, pray that prayer. My brother, it's your time. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Something must drop in your life tonight. My miracle marriage. My life is available. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus. Pray. Open. Pray for yourself. Help yourself tonight. In the name of Jesus. Help yourself tonight. Help yourself tonight. Help yourself tonight. Help yourself tonight. My sotele bosoto riache baba. My yekezita libra sota baba. Pray. Help yourself tonight. Your miracle marriage must appear. In the name of Jesus. It must appear. In the mighty name of Jesus. Pray. In Jesus' name, we are praying. I pray for somebody here. Any spiritual remote control that have been used to manipulate your suitors. If your amen is loud 7 times, I set that control on fire. Fire. In the name of Jesus. Aha. The remote control must come fire tonight. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Let's pray about it. You are going to pray for yourself like this. Say this one for yourself, like that there. Say, my ordained suitor in the prison of darkness. Beloved, we are not talking about physical prison now. If the person is fighting poverty, it might be in the prison of poverty. If the person is fighting sickness, it might be in the prison of how can somebody who is poor we come and meet you? He will come because he knows that, you know what, I don't even have anything at the moment. Let me just stay on my own. Why? That person, that's your divine help, divine tutor, is in the prison of darkness. Until you pray the person out, they might not be able to look at you. You are going to pray like this. Say, my ordained tutor that is assigned to make my life better than this. And you are in the prison of darkness. By fire, by force, be released by fire. In the name of Jesus. Oh, you'll be released. Oh, you'll be released. My sister, you better pray that prayer. Be released. Oh, that person must be released. In the name of Jesus. The person must be released. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, you'll be released. Oh, you'll be released. Oh, you'll be released. My ordained suitor. That person that will make my joyful. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus. Be released tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. My ordained suitor will be released. My ordained suitor will be released. My ordained suitor must be released tonight in the name of Jesus. He must be released in Jesus' name. We are praying. We are going to pray that prayer one more time. But the Holy Spirit said, I should tell you one story of one of our pastors in Mountain of Fire. When he was sharing the story with me, very deep story, he said, when he was in the university, he was almost to finish. He was believing God. Father, I need a wife. I need a wife. And lo and behold, the sister is somewhere else here praying, Father, bring my husband, my fire, my... They do not know each other from nowhere. They were just praying. One day, the lady's father was a pastor. He's a pastor. So the man organized a crusade. This brother did not know that it was the father that was a pastor. So the man got to the crusade. He was just there to pray for his life. Father, I need a wife. Father, I need a wife. Father, I need a wife. I know I'm old. That sister appeared on this podium and began to sing. That's why it is good, if you are believing God for a partner, to be engaged in the work of the Lord. If you don't believe me, go and study the book of Ruth, which will tell you what I'm talking about. It is good to be engaged. Be occupied. Do something. You cannot be at home sitting down doing nothing, and yet you still want the man to come and no, you must get something to do. Be busy for yourself and for the Lord. Develop yourself. Lo and behold, the sister was just singing, hallelujah, and the man was just melting and crying with the worship and everything like that. He now prayed the prayer to when the video was, it was on the another video. The following he said, and it was a large crowd. How will I talk to them? I like the sister that's singing. I need to be her friend. That was her friend. He said, God, if you want me to be close to this sister, be, this vigil tomorrow morning as we are going on, let us be close to each other. See, he tried to manipulate to the altar. You know, the choir sitter on the altar. He could not get there. So he decided to go. So he took a bus, public transport, he was going. And lo and behold, my brother, my sister, this is why you need to pray this prayer again. My audience is in darkness. You need to pray it. Amen. So this my miracle marriage was manifest. Amen. So this brother, he was in the sister in the car, almost sleeping, dozing off in the car. The bus behind the brother was where the sister was. And lo and behold, that car got, the car which she was at the fault. So that's her. There is one space left here. And the sister just left the car and now sat beside the brother. In the bus, the boy, brother was overwhelmed. The question is, how will he talk? The daughter of a big, he doesn't, how will he talk? Man was shaking. So where are you going today? Before you do that, he decided, okay. When the sister was almost getting up, he said, well, can I just have your name? And can we send the address and the phone number? And that was it. So the brother and sister was praying. Sister was praying. And before you know that, this, God now revealed to that sister that this is your husband. God revealed to that brother that this is your husband. Okay, no problem. That's where I'm going. So the sister now went to go and tell the father. Say, Daddy, I've seen somebody that I think I like very well. And I said, don't bring anybody here yet. So that's the father telling them, don't bring anybody here yet until when we pray about it. So they pray about it. And then I said, God told them, that's why you need to get connected to God as you are praying. Some things are not coincident. They are divinely ordained. Until you pray, you might not be able to get to that level. So he said the prayer point was that God said, the following morning after the 7 days of their prayer, the husband of our daughter will walk into this house. That night, the night before, the brother lives in Lagos, they live in maybe Oshobo or in Asia. The brother just had a dream and it was a terrifying dream against this family. And there was no communication, there was no meaning. The brother now traveled to Elisha to go and meet my sister. Sorry, I had a demo. And in the morning, the brother walked into the compound. The father said, don't say the Lord, this is the person. Today, they are both pastor and pastor missus, and they are married with their own children now. Why? Because if that brother has not said anything on the bus, that is how they would have missed that divine partner. You have got to pray for your partner. Tonight, I'm burning in my spirit. The God said, I should tell you the story so that many of our partners that need to make our life, they are already in prison. They are scared to open their mouth. Shout this one loud and clear. Say, my ordained divine partner that is in the prison of life. Be released by fire. Look at me in the name of Jesus. Be released. Look at me. Be released. Look at me. Be released. Look at me. Be released. Look. Aha! Be released and look at me. In the name of Jesus. Be released and look at me. Aha! That is it. Oh, put your mouth and pray. Tell them to be released. Be released tonight. Be released. Be released. Be released. Be released tonight. In the name of Jesus. I ordain my father. Be released and look at me. In Jesus' name, we are praying. It is well. I pray that person that will make you joyful will locate you in Jesus' name. Pray this one loud and clear. Say this one. Say, my father, my father, my father. In tonight's prayer, Disconnect me from spirit husband and spirit wife. In the name of Jesus. Pray. Open your mouth and pray the prayer. Disconnect me, O Lord, from spirit wife, from spirit husband. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth. Disconnect me. Disconnect me. Aha. Pray. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, disconnect me, O Lord. Disconnect me, O Lord. In the name of Jesus. Every spirit wife, every spirit husband that is tied to my life. Oh, yeah, disconnect me. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Disconnect me, O Lord. In the name of Jesus. Disconnect me, O Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Disconnect me, O Lord. Disconnect me, O Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Say, my divine partner, ordained by God, wherever you are, in the nation of the world, manifest by fire, for I am available for you. Open your mouth and pray that personal prayer. Open your mouth and pray that person that will make you joyful. Oh, you manifest by fire. Oh, you manifest by fire. Oh, you manifest by fire. Aha! Pray. Help yourself tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, let it manifest. Oh, do I let it manifest? Father, let it manifest. Oh, do I let it manifest? In the name of Jesus, let it manifest in Jesus. Jesus, then we are praying. You are still making progress. You are going to pray this next one loud and clear. This one is a yoke. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 10, verse 27. It says, shall come to pass that day that the body shall be lifted up your shoulder, and the yoke shall be destroyed by the reason of anointing. You are going to pray. Say, every yoke of marital delay in my life, break by fire. Break. Put your mouth and pray that prayer. Oh, yeah, break by fire. Break by fire. In the name of Jesus, every yoke of marital delay, oh, yeah, be broken. 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 Shall be broken in Jesus' name. We pray. Say, powers that is determined to frustrate my life maritally. You are a liar. Die by fire. That is a sister that need a prayer. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Every power that is determined to frustrate. Concentrate to that prayer. In the name of Jesus, every power that is determined to force my life mentally, you are a liar. Die by fire. Die by fire. In Jesus' name, we pray. You are going to pray to yourself like this. Say, every evil covenant that I have established in my past relationships and is tying down my life, break by the power and the blood of Jesus. Oh, yeah, break them. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah, break by fire. Break by fire. Break by fire. Every covenant established by your past relationship with you in the physical, in the spiritual, break them. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we are praying. This one, you are going to pray it with acid and with bone. If it affects you, please pray it. You want to address the spirit husband and spirit wife. Beloved, that is the major 75% of the reason behind marital delay. Whether you believe it or not, it doesn't change the subject matter. I know what I'm talking about, and I mean what I'm talking about. You are going to shout this one loud and clear. Say this one with that apology to any power. Say, spiritual spouse, assign against my life, die I hate you. Open your mouth and pray the prayer. Every spiritual spouse aside against my life. Open your mouth and pray. In Jesus' name, we are praying. We know that you need to pray this prayer. Pray, see us do. Is that the level where we're going to now? This spouse, what they do is that they put enmity between you and your divine spouse. This spouse, what they do is they make sure they delay your marriage from manifesting. This spouse, what they do is they put evil veil upon your face so that your divine partner will not see you. This spouse, what they do is that they abuse some people sexually. Seriously, you know that something is moving in your body, but you can't even control it. This spouse, they frustrate you in marriage if you are married, and they frustrate your relationship. This spouse, what they do is they talk uncontrollably. They make you make mistakes even in your relationship. In fact, thank you, Jesus. You need to pray this prayer, Apostle. This part, they make something, they organize bad luck for some people. You are going to pray. Shout this one loud and clear. Say without any apology to any power. Say by the power in the blood of Jesus, I divorce any spiritual marriage that has tied down my life in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray, 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 in the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah, pray, 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 pray. Aha, masekete momo, zetila rekemo, my sister, pray, 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 in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray, in Jesus' name, we pray. Say, money witchcraft, manipulating my drive in the dream. Say, money witchcraft, manipulating my life in my dream. Enough is enough. Die. Aha. That's it, my sister. That is it. That is it. That is it. Open your mouth and pray, 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 pray. That is it tonight. In the name of Jesus. Oh yeah. Da 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 da. Aha. Pray, 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 pray. Yes, 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 yes. Open your mouth and pray, pray, pray. In Jesus' name, we pray. One of their major duties, my brother, if you manage to get somebody, they will make sure that they do everything possible for you to make mistakes so that they can scatter the relationship and break your marriage. In this meeting, I've seen and heard stories of those who prayed, after getting married, they have children, they are okay, they are living very fine. Something spoke to that sister to go, and she now had extramarital affair. Men always do it. That is common to women, it's hardly common to women. And she did it, she closed her face, he caught her, she confessed, and that's where the problem starts. The husband was mad. People were mad. These are the things going on. It's not a fault. It's as a result of this spiritual spouse that does not want their marriage to work. So what they do is they make sure you make mistake to cancel your relationship and break the marriage. Shout this one loud and clear. Say, every spiritual marriage that I have entered in the spirit, by the power in the blood of Jesus, I divorce you by fire. In the name of Jesus, help yourself tonight, my sister. Help yourself, help yourself, help yourself tonight. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, therefore, pray for yourself, pray for yourself, pray for yourself. Open your mouth and divorce yourself, divorce yourself. Open with the blood of Jesus. There is power in the blood. 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 Pray. This thing are real. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, this thing are real. They come in your dream constantly. In the name of Jesus, they come every day. They disappoint you at the end of your marriage. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. These are their signs. They have sexual feelings with you. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. They make sure they sleep with people on the dream. I divorce the spirit. I divorce the spirit. I divorce the spirit. I divorce the spirit. In the name of Jesus, let your name be glorified in Jesus' But we are praying. Say this one loud and clear. Say every curse from spirit wife or spirit husband. You know what I'm trying to say? If you're a woman, you say spirit husband. If you're a man, you say spirit wife. That's it. Say every curse from spirit wife to frustrate my marriage. Ha! Break by fire. Oh, yeah, break. My sister, break tonight. Enough is enough. You have dwelt too much on that mountain. You need to move forward tonight. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, open. Aha! Yes. Open. Pray for yourself in the name of Jesus. Pray for yourself, oh Lord. Oh, look at what is going on already. There is the sister being delivered already. You need to be angry more than that. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, aha! In Jesus' name, we are praying. Beloved, another thing they do to some people, apart from sleeping with them in the dream, apart from marrying them, these are spiritual things. Apart from disappointing at the end of your marriage, they might make godly man, that man that God has ordained for you, to be having challenge in opening their mouth to say, I love you and I want to marry you. They can do that. They will do that. They will make sure that the man will not open the mouth to say, I love you and I marry you. After you are going to pray, say every spiritual marriage that my name has been registered with, scatter by fire. Pray for yourself tonight. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, help yourself tonight. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. In Jesus' name, we pray. You are going to pray. Say every evil agenda of spirit wife against my marital settlement, scatter to desolation in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Let them be scattered. 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 Let them be scattered in the mighty name of Jesus. Let them be scattered in Jesus' name. We pray in 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. You are going to say it after me. Say 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And I decree today that any spiritual spouse attached to your life, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world, I divorce you now by fire in the name of Jesus. Be divorced. 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 Be divorced in the name of Jesus. Be divorced. In Jesus' name, we pray. You are going to pray this over yourself. This one is for those who are being tormented in the spirit, physically, and they will be sexually abused in the spirit. You are going to shout this one loud and clear. See, any spiritual spouse that is appearing as a strong man in my life, I am tired of you. Die by fire. When you are commanded to die in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray a prayer in the name of Jesus. They must die. 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 In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Look at those. In Jesus' name, we pray. Say whether the devil likes it or not, by the power and the blood of Jesus, I receive my own deliverance today. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Say it several times. I receive my deliverance today. 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 In the name of Jesus. Aha. You are going to say this so loud and clear. Beloved, This is a deep prayer. Don't say it doesn't concern. If you are a man, you will mention womb. If you are a woman, you will mention manhood. These are what we discuss in deliverance. Say the manhood of witchcraft power. Appearing in my dream, I caught you on my fire in the name of Jesus. Open your mother prayer, the productive organ of every witchcraft power. Appear in my dream. Oh yeah, be cut off. Aha! Be cut off tonight in the name of Jesus. Open your mother prayer in the name of Jesus. Aha! That is it. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name, we pray. Say all good doors of my miracle marriage that have been shot by the enemies, before I share the grace tonight, open by fire. Declare the door open. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. The door must be open. The door. Aha! That's it. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, the door has to be open. In the name of Jesus, the door has to be open. In the name of Jesus, the door has to be open. In the name of Jesus, the door has to be open. In Jesus' name, we pray. Aha! Last thing you are going to pray like this. Say, you the power monitoring the glory of my marriage. Monitoring the glory of my marital settlement. You are a liar. They must die tonight. In the name of Jesus, they must die tonight. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, help yourself tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, help yourself tonight. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Say thank you, Jesus. Say thank you, Jesus. Say thank you, Jesus. Amen. I've got an announcement for everybody. And as you know me very well, I'm doing this to the glory of God. I've been led by God. I'm not doing it for any personal or kind of gain. But I need to make this clear. Last week, when I mentioned the father should bring, you should pray on your pillow, I did not say everybody should go and idolatry, make the pillow their idol. I never mentioned that. It was just a revelation. And I remember I quoted the scripture in Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 9 to 12. I said, two are better than one. For how would they warm each other? I mentioned, they said, because they are good for their reward. For if the fallen one would be a companion, they say, who ought to man be alone? That is why the scripture that made me pray that prayer. I did not mention that everybody should now make the pillow their idol. Please get it right. There were some information that I had, but I need to make it clear, please. I pray God will help us in Jesus' name. Let everybody do what they are meant to do. I'm doing what I'm meant to do so that I can benefit from all these things. It's not a problem to the glory of God, but I need to understand. I did not say they should go and idolate, we go and hang your pillow in your room. No. I never mentioned that. I'm just kidding that if you have two pillows on your head, lay your hands. Two are better than one because they have good reward for their labor. For if we fall, one will leave the other one up. We say, but what to one? Who falls for no one to help him? He said, again, if two lie together, that was what I said, they will keep themselves warm. But how can one be warm alone? And that is why I pray that prayer with you. So please, I don't want anybody to be saying, oh, maybe I asked them to bring pillow. I did not idolate the pillow. I made it clear that this is the scripture. Lay your hands. God bless you in Jesus' name. There's no issue, there's no problem. I just need to make this clear to everybody. God bless you. Can we share the grace in fellowship? The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. As you all know, it's my desire that everybody should leave this group. I mentioned it last week. Two people have already left. I'm going to remove them anyway. They are already getting married. So it's just that will be the next by the grace of God. So it's my desire that, oh, there's all these people, they have reduced drastically, but God accepted them. Because once you marry, why are you singing? Why are you praying this prayer? You don't join the main prayer tomorrow. So please, 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 we are begging in the name of Jesus. Let us concentrate on what we are here for. And that's what I'm doing. Whatever I receive, I say it and I will pray about it. God bless us in Jesus' name. Seven, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. God bless you all. Tomorrow is prayer line. Make sure you join 10 o'clock. It is well with us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you, sir. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye. Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
God bless you, sir. God bless you, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Pastor. God bless you.
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 God bless you in Jesus' name. God bless you. Have a wonderful night.
You too, Pastor.
It is very true, also in Jesus' name. Do 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 do